Genevieve Richardson. Thank you for doing this. It is very kind of you to be so open and speak about something that is so recent. You were only 38 years old when... Well, take us through first what you saw in the mirror, because it's not something I've even heard of before.
It's something I'd never heard of before either. It kind of was a fluke, I suppose. It was a Saturday morning, and I'd woken up a little bit later than usual. So I went to go take my shower, and I have a window in my bathroom. And the way the sun was shining in, and I could see in the mirror, in the reflection, an indent. So it just set off red flags for whatever reason.
An indent in the breast is not something that, again, that I've ever heard of, and it being an indication of perhaps breast cancer. Had you ever heard of that?
Never.
I didn't know the part about the light shining through the window at a certain angle.
It was a complete fluke. It was luck, I suppose.
No, it kind of is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you fast forward to where you are now.
Yeah.
Having seen that was a huge blessing. That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So you and I grew up in an era where it wasn't uncommon to have one of our friends, their mom or their aunt, had breast cancer. You were 38 years old.
Usually you think of over 60. Well, now I belong to different, you know, Facebook support groups, and I've talked to different peer counselors, and it turns out there's, you know, a lot of 20...
That's so scary.
...year olds, 30-year olds that are being diagnosed with breast cancer.
You were how far out from your wedding when you were diagnosed with breast cancer?
I was officially diagnosed on May 25th, and my wedding was planned for August the 19th. And I didn't want to postpone the wedding. It would have been far too upsetting for me. And so they actually got me in for my surgery on June 27th so that I would have 7 weeks of recovery time. Typically, the surgery that I had would take about 6 to 8 weeks for recovery. And so they made sure that I got in on time, that I would be
unreal, recovered.
And yeah, it was amazing.
So that's the surgery part.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's still chemo to come.
Yeah.
Everyone, let's give you some time frames here again. She's diagnosed with breast cancer. She has the surgery 7 weeks later, which had obviously been planned for ages and ages, goes through with her wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Now what?
And then a week later, I started chemo.
I've talked to people about chemo before.
Mm-hmm.
And just how much does it suck?
It sucks pretty bad. It was hard. It was hard both physically as well as emotionally. It was emotionally devastating to lose my hair. Even harder than I would ever thought it would be. There was a lot of tears during that time. And it's hard because it's hard on your ego. It's hard on your self-confidence. But it's also just like you're losing a part of you. It's like losing your identity, I would say. Unfortunately, like, I should have cut my hair in advance to starting to lose it, but I kept it because I didn't want to lose it. Started getting really matted because it would start falling out. And then when you try to untangle it, like chunks of hair would come out in your brush, in your hand. And it was just, it was awful.
Did you have to like work up the courage to post your first picture?
In most of my pictures up until my hair started, I guess, growing back, I was always wearing a head covering or a wig. I didn't do the Facebook post where I'm like bald and proud. I never felt really very good at that point. So I actually finally did it when my hair was starting to grow back in. And then that way I could start going out without wearing a wig and it not be a big surprise to anyone.
What did you learn about yourself?
I learned that I could get through a lot more than I ever thought I could. I learned to take things just kind of day by day in order to get through. It's something that, you know, I would always have said, I can't even imagine.
Right.
And during that time, I couldn't even imagine because it was happening to me, but it was like I couldn't even believe it was happening to me throughout. But you just keep on having to kind of soldier on.
We appreciate you being so open, and all the best.
Thank you for having me.